She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like...
So, Chewy, you made a statement earlier in the show that you weren't sure if the Packers were ready to play on Sunday. I pushed back on that because of the way the game started. And there were two things that I think could have potentially happened that jump-started that Cowboys offense. One, the block kick.
Yeah.
Not great. And as a former special teams guy, we'll dive into that later today on the All 22. So keep an eye out for them. That will be released either later today or tomorrow on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page on the protection breakdown that led to the blocked extra point that was then returned for a two-point conversion. Instead of 14-0, it ends up being 13-2. And then the injury for Devontae Wyatt. After Devontae Wyatt goes down, the Cowboys had not scored any points. Then they score all their points after Wyatt goes down. Is there a possibility that, especially with the departure of Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt became that much more important and now is more important than we previously thought to the interior of that Packers defense?
Yeah, but they still didn't rush the ball for an obnoxious amount. I mean, they only had... Did they have over 100? I know the Packers outrushed them. Maybe it was 100-something. And they don't really have a special back.
They had 26 carries for 117 yards as a team. Javonte Williams was their leading rusher, 20 carries for 85 yards.
Which is not crazy, but, take it for whatever it's worth with those PFF grades. That is just a huge discrepancy between a guy whose motor doesn't stop, right? And the rest of the team. I don't care who we are. The grades are so far out of whack. And, you know, Halfley, I'll throw into that group as well. I don't know if they thought they were up 13-0, like, hey, cruise mode. Let's just do what we do. Because they didn't blitz a lot. They thought they would get pressure with four, which they didn't. I don't know. To me, it just smells of this. The defensive side of the ball was not ready to play, where you could say the same thing the week before against Cleveland. The offense wasn't ready to play.
Yeah, because again, the way the game started for the Packers defensively, and this is why, again, you talked about because you couldn't keep your eyes open, you probably decided to go to bed. So the Packers on the opening drive of the game go down and score a touchdown. Cowboys 3-and-out. Packers punt. Cowboys, 5 plays, 15 yards before they punt. Packers score a touchdown. And even after that, 3-and-out punt.
Yeah.
So the Packers were on the field in the first 3 drives for just 11 plays defensively. And that took you into the middle of the second quarter. Then after that, obviously things got out of hand. Touchdown, touchdown, punt. Touchdown, 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 field goal. Where the rest of the drives for the Dallas Cowboys, they would punt one more time the rest of the game and just score at will. But it seems like that also coincides with Devontae Wyatt leaving the game.
Yeah, but Devontae Wyatt isn't special. He's not special. No. He's not like a part.
He's not special.
He's a guy.
No, but he's not special. But he's now really their only wide-bodied defensive lineman that they have. Everybody else is a little more slim.
Yeah. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not special.
I mean, maybe not. Yeah. But he was leading the league in pressures from the interior.
But still, look at the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they're playing with without two of their starters, and they were fine. They only gave up one sack, you know. I'm just – the thing that was surprising to me through the first 2 weeks, right, and I've been a part of letdown games.
Yeah.
Right? I've been part of letdown games. But letdown games typically happen later in the season – when you're feeling sorry for yourself because you're beat up, not in the spotlight of a Sunday night game. You know, letdown games happen when you're playing the Raiders at noon on a Sunday, week 14.
Well, letdown games aren't supposed to happen after you just had a letdown game.
Correct.
I think that's the big issue there.
Yeah.
Is that you let yourselves down. Maybe bought into your hype, the whole undefeated talk. You weren't even around for that. You missed Rashid Walker talking about how he thought the team could go undefeated.
No, I did read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a little premature.
Whoops. And then they lose in Cleveland. Then this happens in Dallas.
But these games happen. It's just weird that they don't happen back to back. Because I can tell you, we're human, right? We're all human. After a game like that or the defense plays terrible, You go out for a couple pops over Brett's house and you sit there and say, defense sucked this week. Terrible. Horrible. It's human. That happens.
I'm sure the
defense was saying that last week, like 10 points against the Browns. What are you killing?
Are you kidding me?
And they're probably saying the same thing. Look, it's a lesson. Thank God it happened third and fourth game of the season where they can figure it out. Because it all starts with coaching, but Halfley didn't have his A game. I mean, he even said, he's like, I thought I could get pressure with four. Well, you didn't. And you know what? You got to pivot in the middle of the game and figure out, hey, I can't get pressure with four because they didn't have a sack in regulation.
Correct. Correct. In the first 60 minutes of the game, they did not have a sack.
So
a lot of pressures, and Dak Prescott performed well under pressure.
Yeah. So, like I said, thank God it happened fourth game of the season where they can figure this out.
Is this correctable?
Yeah, it is correctable, I think.
Is it an effort thing? Is it a game plan thing?
I think missed tackles are effort.
And man, they were so good in the first 3 weeks.
They were.
Again, did they miss some tackles from time to time? Of course. Yeah. That's going to happen to any NFL defense. But I felt like...
Sometimes you're just not ready to play game. Yeah. Like when I tell you a million times, when I played Philadelphia at home... And we're doing this, and I had like two drops, maybe two and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready to play. That's the only time in my career where I really wasn't ready to play.
Now, I'm recalling something. Did something happen after that game? In the parking lots? What happened to you in the parking lot afterwards?
Because I was pouting, which players have a tendency to do, I was leaving the lot. So back in the day, the lot just had a chain link fence around it, you know? Mm-hmm. High security. And someone's looking. I think we had a tarp over it, though. But someone climbed up and looking over and like, Chewy, can I have your autograph? And being the little pouty little BB I was.
Yep.
No, I'm going home. He yells, then catch the ball next time. I'm like, good pop. That was fair, right, Josh?
Not much you could say in that spot.
No.
There's no comeback.
I wonder how I did the game after that. They probably didn't even throw me the ball. That was Philadelphia 97. And you know who wound up guarding me a lot in that game?
Who?
He's pretty darn good, too. Any guesses?
I can't.
Clue? You want a clue?
I mean, it wasn't.
He played for Philly and Green Bay.
Is it Seth Joyner?
Nope. Josh?
I have no idea.
Seattle. Overtime.
Oh, Al.
Yeah.
Al guarded, was playing defense against you. Harris.
Yeah. They won a lot of nickel.
And he was responsible for you. So, week two against Philadelphia.
No, it wasn't that. That was 96.
That was 96.
So, go the next year,
I think. You guys did not play Philly.
All right, go the next year.
Did not play Philly.
Did I make this up?
Was it 95?
Might have been. It didn't feel 95. It was, I think, late in the season. It was like November.
I'm trying to figure it. So 97. No, I got nothing against Philly.
All right, I'll figure it out.
In 97.
It was Philly.
Oh, okay, here we go. 1998.
Yes.
Against Philly. 7 targets, 3 catches, 24 yards.
That's terrible.
In 1998.
Yeah.
The next week, you were at Tampa.
And Monday night, I had 2 touchdowns.
You did.
Yeah! Woo! We can go to break now.
Suck it, haters.
6 catches on 6 targets for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Take that, Josh.
What? I'm on your side here.
As Chewy would say, I got my guy because the Packers lost 24-22 in Tampa.
Yeah. I knew it was in there somewhere.
No, it was in there. It was 1998. Yes, and 7 targets, 3 catches. Yeah, I'm guessing there were a couple of drops.
Oh, that Tampa was a miserable game, too, because all the receivers went down, so I had to move the receiver.
Oh, that's a lot of running for you.
I appreciate go routes now. Because I have a lot of go at the end of the game.
Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have been a long trusted partner here at ESPN Milwaukee, and I love what they did with my front door. And when it comes to your home, The smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. It's what I did, again, with my front door at my house. Maybe you can trust them with your windows. And this month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows stopping the drafts. And they've got great selection. They've got a lot of customizable options, and the helpful team at Pella always going to help you out there. Don't wait. Schedule your free home consultation today at PellaWI.com, and you use Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. Tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can answer the question.
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's jumping.
He's like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, ESPN Milwaukee listeners. Josh DiMaggio here for my friends at Wanna Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but with football season here, it is time to play. I'm looking at this week, a Davante Adams touchdown on Thursday, Brock Purdy to have over 237.5 passing yards, Kendrick Bourne to score an anytime touchdown, and the Ravens money line over the Texans. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and when you decide upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
Couple of texts with some big-time questions here for the big guy on the Carblues Talkin' text line, 800-990-3776. Going back to when Chewy was singing his Wendorf Wednesday read that he had, Josh in Heartland saying, "What just happened?" Josh, I blame you explicitly for what just happened and Chewy singing on the radio. Chewy probably would have never thought of singing on the radio if it wasn't for a couple of years ago when Josh in Heartland came in and produced all those songs that we sung.
That's the same Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. I blame Josh in Heartland. He's the one who put together all those songs that we did for Wilde and Tausch.
That's fair, but I was given no melody or rhythm or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to read music. No. I could write music, but I can't read it.
Couldn't.
No, I could. It's so easy.
What do you mean
you can
write music? If you can't read it, you can't write music.
How hard is it to write, "Take your cat and leave my sweater"?
You meant writing lyrics.
Yeah.
Not like
I'm not like, writing the musical notes on the graph.
No, but people know what I meant. You think that's hard?
Writing
songs?
All
you gotta do is like rhyme a little bit.
I think anybody who has heard music and knows how to speak the English language could write a song. Do I think it'd be any good? Of course not. Also, where's the music for the song coming from?
I don't know.
Chewy's head.
Yes, it is.
Who's playing the guitar and the keys and the drums and the bass?
Hey, look, I don't.
That's what the other people are for, Joshy. That's what the other people are for.
I don't do the legwork, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to come up with the lyrics, and then somebody else is going to write all that other boring stuff that Chewy doesn't want to do. It's very obvious how this works.
Why? What's a talent you have that no one knows about?
I have no idea.
You got to have one.
Nothing comes to mind immediately.
So I was gonna
I'm double jointed in my toes. I can bend those all the way
not
back.
A talent.
How is it not a talent? I mean, I don't think it's gonna get you anywhere, but I think it's a talent.
So the tallest man in the world, that's not a talent.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, it is.
What does something have to be a talent? Because if Chewy is fast, that's a talent.
Yeah.
Correct.
If you can sing, that's a talent.
Yes.
Like if you can turn your head all the way around, which I've seen before, that's a talent.
Yeah, you're dead.
No. Google it. I'm telling you.
So I was going to tell the story when you brought up that.
Like
game.
I can move my boobs.
Again, another reason why you should be checking out the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page, Chewy making his pecs dance that you can see through his Tennessee State hoodie.
That's a talent.
I don't have
you
that
gotta
talent.
You got to have something. at the bar doing something.
I mean, I'm sure there is. Nothing's coming to mind immediately. I'm not a big, hey, look at me do this interesting
thing. No, I'm
not
either. It's just...
You just made your pecs dance on TV.
I know, but I'm by myself a lot, and I talked... I did get accused of talking to myself a lot.
So I distinctly remember the Tampa Bay game that you just referenced, 1998, that Monday Night Football game.
Yes.
And the reason why I distinctly remember that game is because I used to play tuba when I was in middle school.
That's a talent.
So I played tuba, and in 1998, that fall, I was in seventh grade. The eighth grade band did not have a tuba player, so I pulled double duty that night. I played in the seventh grade concert. I played in the eighth grade concert with my tuba. I was not feeling too well.
Oh, I do remember this.
After the seventh grade concert. But being who I am.
Grinder.
Yeah.
Had to try to grind it out during the eighth grade concert. They had to take that tuba to a special cleaner.
Did they really?
To clean it out after I Ralphed in that tuba.
That is so awesome.
What a terrible job. And
you want to know the things I remember from that game? 98?
So I remember then I was wearing my mom had this like really nice Packer sweater. And because the Packers were playing on Monday Night Football, she let me wear it. I don't know if she had to take that to a special cleaner, but there was a little bit that got on that sweater, I guarantee you. And then I remember going home, being sick, and watching you guys lose to Tampa on Monday Night Football.
That's the one thing when it comes to, like, you know, LaFleur said it, or someone said it, that he doesn't remember. That is such. Let me tell you the things I remember from that game in Tampa.
Okay.
And that was how many years ago?
So 1998 would have been
27 years ago? Creed played the national anthem. I caught a ball in the first quarter that I wasn't supposed to catch on 22ZNYGO. It was 3rd and 15. Holmgren called 24 double out where I run across in the middle of the field. It's only supposed to be 10 to 12 yards. I stretch it to 14, came up a yard short of the first down, and he yelled at me. He ripped my ass. Okay.
Because you were supposed to cut it off short?
No, because I was supposed to get the first down, but I took the 12 to 14 and came up 1 yard short of the 15, and he jumped me. Frank broke his fib.
Okay.
Frank broke his fib and played like four plays on a broken. It was snapped in half.
Ooh.
Not both of them, just the one.
Yeah,
bone.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he
yeah.
was fine.
Fine's relative, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
And then had to play receiver at the end of the game because everyone was beat up. So when they say, I don't remember what happened 5 days ago, I have a hard time believing that.
Again, the recall that you have of the games that you played never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. Yeah. Gabe, I bet you could go through the entire playbook, and I would say I know 90% today what I'm still supposed to do. And I haven't looked at that playbook since... Well, I stole it. I stole it after they cut me.
All right, so
probably, a long time ago.
Because you remember these things. So 30 years ago, I went to my first Packers game as a fan.
Yeah.
Against the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau Field late in the season in 1995. Do you remember what you did against the Cincinnati Bengals in 1995?
Yeah, I had like 114 yards receiving.
109 yards and a touchdown.
109 yards and a touchdown. Yeah.
He got it within five, Joshy. The game was 30 years ago.
And maybe I'm doing a bad job here, but I knew he'd know it, so I didn't even think. It's not even surprising.
It shouldn't be.
Right, when somebody does something so consistently, it's no longer impressive. I just know he's going to know it.
Now, if I had one catch for 3 yards, I don't remember.
Midweek meal taking with Cousin Subs coming up next. Jen, give it to you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas as well.
They don't work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of thrust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Woo-hoo!
get with our friends at Cousin Subs here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Christine Specht, Cousin Subs CEO, joining us in studio. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. So we've got, we'll get to the free subs for a year winner, but we have to start because in order to get Chewy to eat before like noon on any given day, the only time it happens is when you guys bring stuff, and typically it's when you bring new stuff. So what did you bring in for us that Chewy has already taken down some of?
Don't just play. Hey, you grab the sandwich,
well,
too.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I have no shame. Okay. I'll eat anything at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You are, my body is a temple. I only do things a certain way.
Fair.
But Cousins always tempts you and gets you to break that rule.
And I appreciate you breaking your fast for us. That's great. Thank you. We just launched our crispy chicken line, and it is fabulous.
It is. So very good.
Tendies have come to Cousins. And so you can get them on a sub. We have a crispy chicken sub, which is kind of your classic with mayo, lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles. But then you could spice it up with buffalo sauce if you wanted to add a little something extra. But you can also get it as a great snack. 3-pack, 5-pack. It's amazing.
No, Chewy, the chicken review? Is fresh. It
It looks like I've got one of the spicier ones here. I didn't realize the pickle was going to be on there.
Oh, you got to have pickle with spice.
Big fan
you
of gotta that.
Have
yeah.
it. All right. Yeah.
I'm going to dive in here, so talk amongst yourselves.
So you just enhanced. So I was saying to you before we went on the air, every Friday I get my tuna sub.
Oh, that's good.
Tuna sub, tomato soup, dip it. But you told me to enhance it with cheddar cheese and
hot pepper relish.
I love hot pepper relish, but I never thought of it on tuna.
It's really unorthodox.
Game-changing.
And it's delicious. It's the only way I'll have it.
Okay.
It's very good.
So what made you guys decide, hey, we need to dive into the crispy chicken realm?
Well, who doesn't like crispy chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The sandwich is fantastic.
Oh, thanks. And it's so, it's just, chicken is just everywhere, whether it's this chicken exclusive concept or other restaurants introducing chicken. So we felt it was a really natural fit for us to be able to put it on a sub, but then offer this other option to have a snack, right? The 3-pack, a 5-pack, that sort of thing. So it's been really great. And right now it's a limited time only, but if it's, you know, popular enough, might keep it on forever.
I think it will be. Mm-hmm. So easy to eat in the car.
Well, and that's the thing I feel like has always separated Cousin Subs. You guys have these different ideas. You're not afraid to take some chances. We've had some of the great limited time only subs that you've had, but also you have the snacks, you have the cheese curds, the fries, obviously, the chicken now. I just think it's a great idea. It just makes it so easy.
Thank you. The sides definitely set us apart from our competitors, and they're fantastic, right? We are so proud of our cheese curds. They win notable awards throughout the community.
You should be proud of those cheese
curds.
They're
so good. You know, but our shakes, everything, it's just a great, lots of great compliments to the sub. Or if you just wanted to do a snack, like you said, you're in your car, it's 3 p.m. and you're like, you need a little pick-me-up, you can certainly go to Cousins.
You guys have a $10 meal deal going on right now.
We do. We brought it back again because it's really popular and we love it. And we also want to continue also to provide value to our customers. So right now it's exclusively available online, and you can go to our mobile app or go to our website, and it's just like it was before. So you can get a ham and provolone, turkey breast or veggie sub, chip or fry, a cookie and a beverage, all for $10. That's really a great deal.
Are you a Wisconsinite?
I'm a Wisconsinite.
Sports fan?
I always want the hometown team to win.
Yeah.
So please don't ask me anything
else. We got some exciting time. We got the Brewers coming up.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
But it always seems like Cousins has been involved around sports. It feels like you guys have always wanted that. That's been important to be connected to the local teams because you are a local brand.
100%. And that's not necessarily even just the professional teams, right? I mean, we will get down and sponsor little leagues and because sports is such a huge part of the community, huge part of our guests. They love sports and they love Cousins. So we really want to continue to support that part of Cousins and put our brand out there where our guests are, and certainly in sports.
You mentioned not just professional, also down at the collegiate level, Bucky's Bash.
That's right. Yeah, we have Bucky's Bash is back. We're excited about that. So a person can enter every day now through October 26th. And you will, if you win, you're going to win the grand prize with a Wisconsin against Illinois game, which is on November 22nd. You'll get 2 pregame field passes, a signed football, a university bookstore gift card, and of course, Cousin Subs for a year.
Ooh, it's hard to beat.
I'm jealous.
That's talking your language.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's talking your
Make
language
life
over
easy.
There. Yeah.
I got one right next to my gym, the one on Sunset. Very convenient, and one right next to the house. Yeah, I could live there.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because Chewy always, like, everything revolves around his gym. Like, okay, yes. Is it close to his
routine.
Gym?
I can tell.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which very is routine. Why... I have my next, I pretty much have the week planned out, meals included. Mm-hmm. Like, I always hit Cousins twice early in the week. I get my roast beef and cheddar, which is outstanding. And then I got to have my tuna with my tomato soup.
Are you going to?
I am not a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried grilled cheese at Cousins? No,
we haven't. No, it's a little
tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
He always tries to come up with ideas and try to
pitch
them.
I would love to work in your guys' lab.
So it's one of the best parts of the job because, yeah. Like, say, for example, when we were launching this crispy chicken, well, you just don't buy a chicken product and put it on, right? You have to test so many. So we tested well over 20 chicken tender brands, which means, you know, the guinea pigs in the office have to come in and try all of these chicken products, rate them, let people know. And it's so great. People love it when we're testing shake flavors because some, you know, there was a time I think we tested 25 different shakes in a sitting. I mean, it was heaven.
So what Chewy wants to know is, do you have taste testing intern opportunities for him? For him specifically. That's the only thing he actually cares about. So he can get in the lab and give you a thumbs up, thumbs down on some of these things.
Well, we might be able to work you in. You know, for the crispy chicken, we actually did bring in a lot of people from the community to say, give this a try and give us your honest feedback. Yeah. Let us know what you think. So we'll make sure you're on the list.
They're outstanding. The whole thing is the chicken is fresh. Mm-hmm. When a chicken is fresh... and cooked perfectly.
Well, I'm guessing it's not just the chicken itself. It's also, okay, what kind of sauces do we want? Because everything tastes a little different. We made him do a blind ketchup taste test with five different ketchup brands. And they're all, it's ketchup, but they're all five uniquely different. So I guess I'm assuming that's a part of the process as well. Figuring all these things that are going to work ultimately together.
Of course. You have to make sure you have the right sides with that. And really, and then go with what the trend is, right? What people want. So, you know, our sauces are great. It's ranch, barbecue, buffalo, if you want to spice it up just a little bit.
Keep it simple.
That's right.
Right?
Well, and again, the calendar turns over to October today, which when Jen was here yesterday was shocking to her to find out. Like, wait, tomorrow's October.
I know.
So those holiday parties are coming in, Christine. If you talk with Christine Specht, Cousin Subs CEO here, midweek meal ticket on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Holiday catering time. People got to start be thinking about those holiday parties, and Cousin Subs is a great option for those holiday parties.
It's so great because it makes things simple because, as we know, holidays can get pretty stressful. A big part of that stress for people when they're having a party, or whether that's an office party or a home party, whatever it is, you know, it's kind of like, what are we going to serve? Well, Cousin Subs will kind of take care of all that for you because, of course, we have our customizable party boxes, party salads, party chips, lunch boxes, you know, what you need. So you can go online at cousinsubs.com to order or call your local store. But we have this gift card promo as well, which we're super excited about because not only do party boxes, not only are they a big hit during the holiday season, but people love to give gifts, right? And why wouldn't you want to give a gift card to Cousin Subs? So if you come in now through the end of the year, when you purchase $30 in gift cards, you're going to get a free certificate for a sub.
See, that's the great thing, Chewy. So you go in, you know, get the gifts for everybody else, and then, you know, get your sub that you like to get every Friday.
That's right.
Now that's on them. You just got to spend $30 in gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Yeah. That's
super
easy.
You know, Christmas time, you got the mailman, you got the trash people. Ooh, they love it.
And
you get a free sub.
That's exactly right.
Gotta love that.
All right, Christine, it is time. Free subs for a year, sweepstakes, midweek meal ticket. We've been doing this for a long time here with you guys. Who is the free subs for a year winner this time around?
Okay, the winner this time is Barbara Whitaker from Milwaukee. She has been selected to win free subs for a year.
Well,
congratulations to Barbara for winning that. Cousinsubs.com/free subs is where you can get more information. You can sign up. 47,000 entries. People have entered. That is an unbelievable number.
People are listening. And
get the chicken.
Yeah, get the chicken. Try that out. Of course, Cousin Subs for the holiday time stuff. And don't forget about Bucky's Bash coming up as well. Christine, thank you so much for jumping in. We always appreciate every time you guys are here for the midweek meal ticket on a Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Christine Speck from Cousin Subs. Make sure, again, check it out. Cousinsubs.com/free subs to win the free subs for a year.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I just figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, can you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
call
could,
it an
like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chamorro household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
John wants to let you know, Chewy, on the Carbo's Talking text line, 800-990-3776, that apparently Chewy changed my life with tomato soup and the tuna melt.
Love it. Try it.
I guess I got to get, I don't eat a ton of like tuna sandwiches.
I love tuna. Tuna's so good. And it's kind of good for you. It's good adjacent.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that maybe it's an East Coast thing. It's all about the soak.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, they're just why
and
you
I know
do it. Again. It's just it's why you do
right?
it with the tomato soup.
Yeah,
sorry, the grilled cheese. It's the same thing. Same concept.
It doesn't soak. No, it doesn't because the bread's crisp and the cheese doesn't soak. It's fine.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, what would make a tuna melt different than a grilled cheese?
It's not a tuna melt. It's just. I used
well,
to
he's
love
getting
it.
The tuna sub, so if, like from Cousins, it's not toasted the way
So the bread's still going to soak up the tomato soup.
There is not a soak issue when
yes,
it comes to grilled
is.
Cheese. There's plenty of soaking happening.
You got to try
just
it.
Like
you
at
can't
BYU.
Comment on it if you haven't tried it.
Look, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I'm just saying the only thing I'm saying you're wrong about is that tomato soup and grilled cheese don't go together. We've litigated this before.
Hey.
Tuna and tomato soup, maybe it does go together. I'm not saying you're wrong there. You're just wrong when it comes to grilled
cheese. You
know
what goes
cheese.
With grilled cheese? Clam tomato chowder. Clam chowder and grilled cheese.
Aren't clam chowder and viscosity-wise...
What are we eating, motor oil here or what?
Viscosity wise, a clam chowder and a tomato soup seem quite close. So the soak level would be pretty equal.
Yeah, but there's no soak.
Are you eating grilled cheese
grilled
wrong?
Cheese does not soak.
It sure does.
But let's, you know what, let's create a lab here, okay? I'm going to take an untoasted tuna sandwich and a grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is not going to soak.
It does.
Nope.
As somebody who does the soaking myself,
yeah,
I
can assure you, I am willing to stand on 2 feet, stand on business that the
are
grilled
you German
cheese,
too?
Partially.
Yeah. No sugar. Shit, am I the only non-stubborn one here?
Wait,
I'm not stubborn.
Aren't you the stubborn one?
No,
here?
No, I'm right all the time. That's not stubborn.
Okay? It's a giant difference.
No, there is a difference. Wow, there's you guys are.
There's a difference between right being right all the time and being stubborn.
Having an every, you know, we talk to you a lot here.
Yeah.
And every so often, I end up more and more on Angie's side after having discussions and disagreements with you. You I can't work with this.
Why? It's just you're not willing to try.
I've never said I wasn't willing to try. But your argument just now was we're being stubborn and you weren't being stubborn just because you're right. That's not how arguments go.
With me, they do.
Well, I was about to say, I think that's actually how arguments go. Everybody thinks they're right.
Yeah.
Nobody's willing to budge. And that's how the argument ultimately ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, though. Yesterday was really nice. Because I could just kick back and watch baseball and not have to worry about the stress of the Brewers being in one of these three-game series.
Yeah, but you're a little worried.
It was great.
You are a little worried. I
about
could tell yesterday.
What?
You're a little worried.
About what?
You're a little worried when you said, I don't care who they play. It doesn't matter. They're playing so good. Which you put it through the Chewy translator means you don't want to play Chicago.
Oh, I don't care about Chicago.
Josh?
Chicago's, their fans are delusional.
Josh?
I'm not saying this is where Gabe is. But on Mr. Irrelevant on Monday, I did a segment I called Visions from a Polluted Mindset of a Brewers Fan. I've got uneasy vibes right now.
Yeah,
I've had great vibes all year. We had a hiccup there with the trade deadline, but the offense where it is right now heading into the playoffs and the lack of pitching depth and the uncertainty of whether Jacob Mizorowski is even going to be usable has me feeling uneasy.
But you don't even need to use Miz. Like, I can understand the concern of, okay, we're going to need a third pitcher when you reach the championship series. But starting with Freddie and Priester, and then if you go, again, you just handcuff, you go, why am I blanking on Patrick?
Chad Patrick.
So you go with Chad Patrick, probably starting game three. He goes three, at most gives you four innings, and then you turn it over the bullpen, whether that's Ashby, whether that's DL Hall, whether that, you know, you have enough really good arms in the bullpen, Nick Mears, where you're going to be able to get through three games. And then because of the off days, we heard Levering tell us this yesterday, in game four, you get to go right, if you happen to lose one of those first three, you get to go right back to Freddie Peralta.
I understand all you're saying, and you are correct in what you're saying. I'm getting a little spooked.
I'm getting a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's the scar effect. It's the scar effect. It's 1,000%
the scar
effect.
Oh, sure. And I get that, but like, this team is just different, man.
No, I know they're different, but it's
just so different.
97 wins. I understand all the cases of why I shouldn't be as scared as I am.
Like, and especially when Cubs fans are already running scared.
I know. They're such losers.
So
I mean, really? You got to start trending. So Green Bay sucks.
The Cubs win their game yesterday against the Padres. It was a good game. It was a fun game. The first three games were a lot of fun. First three games, then the Dodgers ended up blowing out the Reds last night. But after the game, apparently Cubs fans decide to walk through the tunnels of Wrigley Field doing this.
Green Bay sucks. I love it.
We are in their heads rent-free, and it's wonderful.
You played the Padres.
I know. It's so awesome.
This is baseball. The Packers don't have a baseball team.
No.
This is what you do with your time, Chicago?
Yep.
I'm sure a Bears still suck chants have happened at sporting events I'm at. I don't recall them specifically, but it seems like at every venue, whether it's the Bears playing, whether it's the Cubs playing, hell, I'm sure it happens at Chicago Blackhawks games.
Yeah.
The Green Bay sucks chant is just a part of what you do when you watch sports in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, because I'll tell you what, I remember walking out of AmFam Field last year, and maybe it was different because the Cubs were bad and didn't make the playoffs last year, but I remember walking out of AmFam Field after game two. I don't remember the Bears crossing my mind once.
No.
I don't remember thinking about, oh man, now would be a good time to chant the Bears still suck. No, that didn't cross my mind.
Because you
didn't
don't
even happen.
Well,
you don't have to do it because the Chicagoans already know that the Bears suck. Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They do.
That's what makes it so weird to me. Wouldn't their attack be, I don't know, the franchise that hasn't dominated them over the past 20, 30 years? Like, if they want to come at us for the Brewers and the success they've had. They've won a World Series in that time.
Sure.
I would
makes
be
more
like,
sense.
Hey, hand up.
Yeah.
You've had it better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
But not the Bears.
Yeah. Like, if again, it would make so much more sense if they were walking out of Wrigley chanting, Brewers suck.
Yes.
Makes so much more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the Packers are so much in Bears fans' head that after winning their first playoff game in God knows how long,
yeah,
they got to walk out of Wrigley chanting Green Bay sucks.
Love it.
Will Leotow coming up next.